I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Christ Jesus. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. Good morning, everyone. And a warm welcome to our worship service. And it's also very welcoming to have the Jigsaw group here participating in our service. So welcome to you as well. One of the metaphors that we hear a lot in, that we not hear often about, but it is in the Bible, is God is like a mother holding her children close to her chest. God is like a mother nurturing her children. This understanding of God as a mother is something that's different and unique, and is something that we, the metaphor that we will emphasize on Mothering Sunday today. The opportunity during Mothering Sunday is to consider God as a mother. Yes, God is a father, but God is also a mother. This understanding of God does bring about a fresh perspective. It's a different way of looking and understanding who God is. Naturally, we will also consider earthly mothers. We will think, we will be praying today, and we will consider how earthly mothers helps enhance our society. And we will also communicate how we are grateful to mothers for their care and for their love towards us. Although it is good to honor mothers, and this is what we definitely will do today, we also acknowledge that some will find Mothering Sunday difficult. The reason for such difficulty can be for many reasons. It could be due to a deep sense of longing, or it can be due to inner grief. We will also bring these situations to God this morning. So on one side, we will be considering how grateful we are for mothers of this earth, and the other side, we will be praying for people that is finding this time difficult. Our nature is unique because we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings. Through the works of God, like a mother, God has enabled and enriched our spirituality. We will explore this in depth during our service, worship service today. But now I would like to invite Jigsaw forward as they will be sharing with us their children address. Thank you so much.
Please can you join the Jigsaw children to sing I Love You Mummy? Please, we need your help. Can we sing it twice? Thank you. You know, it's not on. Yeah. It's Mother's Day today, and lots of lucky mums, these lucky, lovely children. So we're going to ask you what you all either got your mum or what you did for your mum this morning. Okay, well, we start with Ewan, Rory, Jude and Blair.
What did you either get Mum or do for Mum this morning?
We got her a jumper.
A jumper? Wearing it? No, no. What colour was Mum's jumper?
Grey.
It was a grey. A grey one? Lovely. What else did you do for Mum this morning?
Got her cards.
A homemade card? Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely. What a lucky Mum. And what about Katie?
I gave my mummy a hug.
Oh, is that a good hug, Mum? Yeah. Oh, we love hugs. It's one of the best presents. What about Caroline and Jennifer? What did you do for Mum this morning?
We both gave her a cake. And I gave her a picture frame and Caroline gave her a jumper, a green one.
A jumper? Mum got the jumper on? No, another. No, no. Lovely. Lucky Mum. A cake? What kind of cake was it?
A chocolate cake and we decorated it with our gran.
Lovely. Have you eaten it yet, Mum? Some of it?
Two slices.
Two slices. Lovely. What about you, Ewan?
Got her sweets and I made her breakfast.
Yeah, I can vouch it was a lovely breakfast, so thank you for that. Aaron, what about you?
I gave her a card and breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed. What did you make?
I forgot.
You forgot? I'm sure it was lovely. Lovely. What lucky mums. Thanks, guys.
Mother's Day is all about love. Our love for our mums and a mum's love for her children. A mum's love is wonderful because it does not matter how many children she has, she loves them all. God is just like that. He loves everyone, no matter how many there are.
We would like to share with you the parable of the lost sheep that we studied in Jigsaw. Firstly, we've hidden sheep around the church and we want all the Jigsaw children to find one. Once you've got one, come back to the front. Okay, do you know what you're looking for? Just the wee one. Just one.
Right, we'll go back up.
Let's have I'm going to have another count. Let's check we've got them all. Right, Jude, if you want to come back, we'll have a count. So let's count the sheep. Count out loud.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
One more,
so we're still missing one more. Right. Keep looking.
Keep looking.
Well done, Jude. Let's have a last count again. Let's go again. Shout out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So everybody has got a sheep.
No,
yeah?
Wait a minute. There should be 11 sheep.
Oh.
We need to find a missing one.
Oh, there's enough. We need to find...
Look,
so everybody's got a sheep, but Aileen's saying there's one missing.
There should be 11.
No,
that's
the
sheep.
So there's 10 sheep, but there's one missing. But everybody's got one.
We don't need any more. Because we've all got one each.
But there's one wee sheep missing, just like the story. There was one wee sheep missing. And we can't leave it, can we? So we need to go back out and look for that wee lost sheep. Everybody's got one, but there's still one wee sheep missing. We need to go and find it. Like the story, let's go and find the wee lost sheep. Go and look for it. Let's go and find it. Let's go and find it. So we've found the wee lost sheep. We give it a clap for the wee lost sheep. So everybody got one and we found the wee lost one.
Although we all had a sheep, one was still missing and we wanted to find it. It was important. Jesus told a story like that, how a shepherd had lost one sheep and although he had 99, the lost one was still important to him. Just as we are important to God, no matter how many other people there are.
Now ask Aaron to come up and lead us in prayer.
Dear God, on this special day, we thank you for our mums who love us so much. We also want to celebrate your absolute love for us, which is never ending. We thank you for Jesus, for the parables he told us, and for teaching us how to pray as we say, Our Father in heaven, thy kingdom name, thy name come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen. Could you come up
the instruments, please.
Let us sing. He's got the whole world in his hands. You okay, boys and girls? Give everyone a card which celebrates the knowledge that God loves us all, just as our mums love us. Would you like to go and give your mums a card? Gran, Susan?
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. And thank you so much, boys and girls, for this wonderful, wonderful participation in worship. We do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let us approach God in our call to worship. Lord, do not rebuke us. Lord, do not discipline us in your wrath. Let us worship God and by singing our first hymn, 511, Thy hand, O God, has guided.
Thank you.
Let us approach God as we pray together. God, thank you for the boys and girls being involved in worship this morning. It's wonderful to have them part of worship here in your church, in your sanctuary. Thank you that they have made us aware of your love, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that they have introduced us today to this idea of being grateful towards mothers. Mothers of this world who share their love, share their passion, and share their support. Thank you, Lord, for mothers. And thank you that we have a today, opportunity today to honor them for the wonderful actions that they direct to us. God, we approach you this morning knowing also that you are a mother. You are like a mother holding your children. Mothering God, we struggle to really understand the love you have for us. And we ask, Lord, that you will reveal that love to us this morning. We can only use our imagination to grasp your passion that you have for us. It is astonishing to think of your love stretching towards us, even though we are sinful. We do not deserve your love, Lord, but still you direct it to us. You embrace us. We thank you for making us alive through your grace. And thank you that we may walk in and with you. We admit that we do not always grasp and understand your spiritual nature. We confess we do not always realize our own spiritual nature. We realize we do not always grasp your love, your grace, and your mercy. Forgive us and stretch anew your kindness in Christ towards us. Forgive our sins, Lord, and hold us tight so that we may know that we are forgiven. Help us to feel and truly realize that you are God of forgiveness. And when we bow our knees in front of your cross, we can know that that forgiveness becomes part of our reality. We cannot do this through our own strength and our own power. We cannot boast in our own creativity, Lord. We are reliant upon you. We come to you this morning and we ask, Lord, that you will reveal your glory to us so that we can go out from here to boast in you, to show and tell about your glory and about the wonders that you have done thus far. We boast in you, Lord, knowing that we can't boast in ourselves. We are reliant upon you. We pray this all in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us approach the cross of God by singing the next hymn, In the Cross of Christ I Glory.
Thank you.
Our reading will be from Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 9.
Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 9. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and sealed us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressing his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Amen, and may God bless to us the reading of his word.
I sat down once with a lady who shared with me her deep sense of grief. The grief of her mother was all too real for her. The fact that her mother died many, many years ago did not take the emptiness away. She still missed her. For this reason, she could not clear out her mother's wardrobe. She had her mother's clothes in one of the rooms in the wardrobe, and she couldn't clear out the clothes. The clothes were there for many, many years. For all those years, she still kept her mother's clothes. This is a very unique or specific story of a person experience on Mothering Sunday. Maybe some of us can relate. It is the case that we have our own thoughts, our own feelings and experience on Mothering Sunday. What comes to the fore when we think of our own earthly mother this day? What are we thinking? What are we feeling when we consider our own mothers today? I'm sure each of us will have our different story to tell. Each of us have our different experiences of our own mother. The idea, the experience of an earthly mother is broad and it varies. Each one of us has a different experience of our mother. When we talk about God as a mother, it becomes more linear. It becomes more consistent. God as mother is consistent for me and for you. How God as a mother demonstrates herself is the same for me and same for you. How God as a mother comes to us is consistent. It could be that we have never thought of a God as a mother. But this does not determine the essence of who God is. God stays the same. God is consistent. And by using this metaphor, mother, it really opens up a total different understanding of who God is for us. We also have heard of this consistency in our Bible reading this morning. And I just want to highlight some of the verses that Jim has read to us this morning. It says, firstly, God being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us. Of the great love that God loved us. Second one, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift from God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in him. Which God prepared beforehand. These verses really highlight how God steps in and does. How God is a God of action, revealing himself to us. These actions of God are consistent in that it demonstrates mercy continuously. God is like a mother to us continuously. He doesn't stop one day and then the other day he forgets. No, he's continuously like a mother to us. This linearity of God is not due to our good works. We do not have to perform to receive the love of God. We do not have to be these great individuals doing fantastic things to sort of buy the love of God. It is not a result of our performance that has led to God's actions. Therefore, we cannot boast about ourselves. And this is what makes the passage really clear to us, is that we cannot honor ourselves almost as if we are the great and best people in this world. No, we can only boast in God, because it is due to his performance that made it possible for us to experience the love of God. We can only boast in God and in his qualities. And one of these qualities that we are focusing upon is God like a mother, God as a mother. It is very easy these days to find resources for self-help and self-enhancement. You get a lot of these books, and if I go to the libraries, the local libraries, there's always this section of books of self-help. So it's like 10 steps to overcome anxiety and be the better selves in 10 days. Have you ever read those books or seen those books? No, you find that quite a lot these days. The field of psychology has made great advances helping us to improve our lives. And you do find these books helping, giving sort of insight in how to improve your life in different types of areas. For example, a very famous movement is the mindfulness movement. The mindfulness movement, in a sense, has merit because it does help relieve the bodily anxiety and stress that you have in your body. So this philosophy or this idea does help relieve the tension or anxiety in your body. And I've heard of a lot of people, and I've spoken to a lot of people that has tried this for themselves. I've also personally, I've recently completed a study on developing better habits in general. It has helped me to understand the importance of small and consistent habits over time. So I've also stuck my nose into some of these self-help books just out of curiosity and experimentation. However, these actions do not grasp the essence of our Christian faith. These actions does not grasp the essence of Pauline or biblical theology. It does not grasp the essence of our spirituality. The Ephesians text makes it very clear that self-help and self-development does not advance true Christian spirituality. The actions of self-development does not enhance our relationship with God. It will maybe make us better people, maybe more effective, or relieve the anxiety in our bodies. But those actions of doing does not promote our spirituality towards God. Our performance, however impressive it might be, does not grasp Christian faith. Our spirituality is enclosed in the actions of God through Christ with the Holy Spirit. It's the actions of God that enhances our spirituality. Our spirituality are fueled by God in his grace. It's a gift that's been given to us, a gift that we may receive. Through the work of God, like a mother, God has enabled and enriched our spiritual experience. Christian faith is about looking away from yourself towards the cross, towards God, and realizing that it is a spiritual experiencing that comes from him and not from us. We are not better and closer to God because of our own actions, of our self-development. We are better and closer to God because of His actions and His performance. It is not the case that self-help is not important. I think these self-help movements and psychology in the broader sense does have its place, and it can help us a lot to make life on this earth better and help us to deal with certain difficult topics, like, for example, anxiety. I think psychology has made a tremendous leap into helping people to relieve anxiety. The point is that the essence of God, the wisdom of God, is through the actions of the cross. We are cross-orientated people. We look towards the cross for our hope and our salvation. We look out from ourselves to the cross. It is from this realization that we want to do good and be good. Because of what God has given us, that motivates us to be good. We want to take responsibility. We want to take control of our lives because we know we have received so much. It is the endless motherly grace and love of God that fuels our desire to love, to work, and to play. We want to love, we want to work, we want to play because God's motherly grace stretches towards us. We may honor all mothers for the love and dedication they have given to us, to their children and to their husbands. Saying this, we should also admit that there can be hurt and strong feelings involved when it comes to this topic. There could still be people out there who haven't unpacked their clothes or their mother's clothes out of the wardrobe. God this morning comes to us as a mother. He stretches out to us to embrace us. She opens her arms and loves us. And this is the image that I would like us to ponder this coming week, is to think of God coming to us like a mother that's arms are stretched open to embrace us with warmth and acceptance. If we can envision that thought of God, it's such a healthy understanding of who God is, and a really an encouraging one, that if you feel down and out, you maybe a bit too hard on yourself, if you have that vision of who God, how God accepts you, it will definitely help. And that is who God is, this embracing God. Through the work of God, God has enabled and enriched our spirituality. Therefore, we may look forward to heaven, sitting and being with Jesus. God's grace is for us. Taking it as it, may we take it this week. May we take it as in a consistent process through our lives. Take it on us so that we may make the grace of God part of our identity. Amen. We will now be singing our next hymn, and it's funny, this is the only hymn that I managed to find in the CH4 that has any reference to mother. So it's Mothering God, You Gave Me Birth. Just want to double check. Audrey and I went through the hymn this morning. My understanding is the first two lines we repeat. And then, that's correct, the first two lines we repeat. And then the last three lines we just sing once through. And just listen carefully when it comes to my son. There's a sort of a long, only way I can explain it is a long son. It's not a short son. So I think, Audrey, if you can play it once through, we can just listen to it, and then we can try to sing it together. Okay. approach God as we pray for others. Mothering God, we approach you and we honor you for the love that stretched towards us. Thank you for that image, Lord, in our mind's eye as we see how you approach us with warmth and acceptance. Lord, thank you that we are not reliant upon our own actions, on our own self-development to receive that love that you have. You give freely, with grace, with mercy, you approach us. And therefore, we, Lord, are so grateful for that, Lord. We are grateful for your work on the cross. Like a mother, you have enabled and enriched our spirituality. Mother God, we give you thanks. You know us and you love us. Be with us now and with those who pray with us. We bring to us, to you, Lord, now the prayers of others to you. People that it is in our hearts, people that is in our minds, that we are thinking and feeling about, Lord, we bring them to you. Assure us of your presence and your steadfast love this morning. Hear the words we